Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? You all looking good. Can you all say good morning to the kids?
Good morning.
Yes. And can you say good morning to our friends out there? That's a little weak. All right, let's do it again. Can you say good morning to our friends out there?
Good morning.
There, that's better. I love it. So, great to see you today. How are you all? You're still not getting that hype thing going on, but I'm so glad that you're here today. Did you know something looks different in the sanctuary today? What is it? Something different? I'm having a good hair day, but that's not it. What do you think? What? The candles. The candles are here. Actually, yes, we have a candle lit because this is the first Sunday of Advent. Weird word, right? Advent. Your job this week is to use that in a sentence with your friends, okay? Advent. It's the first few letters of the word adventure, so that's a start. But Advent is a special time of year, the 4 weeks that are leading to Christmas. Because Christmas is coming, right? I know, we just got done with all the cranberry sauce and the turkey and all that. Now we're like right going to Christmas. But no, we don't want to rush into Christmas. We want to take our time and think about what does that mean, Christmas? That word means Jesus' birthday. Jesus is real and is living today, that we living and involved in our life, so we celebrate his birthday. Super, super special. And so we light an Advent candle. You can see this is our first Advent candle, and each week, this was the candle of hope, and each week we will light another candle, and finally on Christmas Eve, we'll light the Christ candle in the middle. And also, you'll notice something else in the sanctuary today. I know you noticed the big red poinsettia trees, right? Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But there's also something else up here. What is this? Can you all gather around over here just for a moment? What do we call this? Maybe you have one in your home. It's a manger scene, right? Or maybe a creche. Have you heard that word, creche? Yes, it's a celebration of Jesus' birth. And you'll notice that this is a manger. This is like our best guess at what it was like where Jesus was born. But actually, it was probably more like a house with a two-floor thing going on. And Jesus was actually born among the animals. And the manger was the place where the animals ate. And so the structure would surround the manger. And you'll notice there's nothing there. How come?
Well, good.
That's a good guess. But no, because it's not time yet. So I want you to remember that as we each week, every week, we're going to get closer and closer to filling this in with activity. And we're going to have the animals added next week. And then we're going to have Mary and Joseph arrive a little later. And finally, on Christmas Eve, Jesus will arrive because we want to get closer and closer to the Christmas excitement, the birth of Jesus. And so we start here with this carved out area that I want you to imagine how cool it is going to be each week as we add characters to the story. And one other thing I wanted to share with you today. There's a symbol that is very, very familiar with Christmas, and that's the candy cane. You know what a candy cane? Now, a candy cane is way cool. This is mine. Candy cane is pretty cool, and there's a each of you will get one of these today, and there's a story inside about the history of the candy cane. It all started in Indiana many, many years ago. But I want to just tell you one thing about the candy cane today. It's in the shape of what? It's in the shape of a J for Jesus. That's right. And so this candy maker in Indiana wanted to have a candy symbol that would remind people about Jesus, because Jesus is the reason for our celebration and how our life can just be amazing because we walk with Jesus every day. So I want you to, each of you to take a candy cane and to remember it's in the shape of a J for Jesus. And that's the birth we celebrate in just a few weeks. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that you have come to be with us and involved in our lives. I thank you for these children and pray your blessing on them and on those that care for them. Lord, each day we're just grateful that Jesus walks with us and we can't wait to celebrate his birthday. For we pray in his name. Amen. Brian, would you help me pass these out to the kids? Here you go.